Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us with the American Farm Bureau is Veronica Nye, and she is an economist. Hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on your program.
Great. What are some of the biggest things you're hearing from farmers? What is some of the top of mind right now?
Well, of course, what's going on in the trade situation is at the top of everyone's mind. When you look at 20% of farm income being derived from ag exports, and we sort of have arrows being pointed at four or five of our top customers, that makes folks nervous, and as it should. We've seen China go from our number one export destination down to our fourth or fifth. We lost $14 billion in sales just to that country alone. I think especially in your part of the world where a lot of those soybean exports were headed to the Chinese market, y'all are feeling that more than anybody. So, how do we solve that situation? How do we get the Chinese market back? And in the interim, how do we find homes and markets and grow those markets so that we're not just stockpiling here at home? So, certainly on the trade front, that's something that that we're working hard on. I think President Duvall, AFBF president, will tell anybody that no matter where he goes and talks to a U.S. farmer, ag labor is always one of those issues that comes up over and over again as a concern. So, those are a couple top of mind issues for me and for us as we look at what does the 2020 farm economy look like.
All right. When we lose some of that market to China, do we get it all back, or how does that work?
No, it's a good question. So, as I said, we lost about $14 billion in sales to China, but overall, U.S. ag exports only went down by $5 billion. And, hey, I haven't been in D.C. so long where I don't think $5 billion isn't a lot of money. It is, but it's certainly a lot less than 14, which means that we found a home for $9 billion worth of ag exports. We worked hard in Southeast Asia to increase sales of our products there. Our friends in South Korea, in Mexico, in Canada, they all bought additional U.S. product over and above what they had previously been buying. So certainly saw a lot of our friends around the world buy additional U.S. product, and we made up a lot of ground. And what that means, I think, for us, and what allows us to be hopeful into the future is when we get the Chinese market back, we've also been working so hard on these other markets that hopefully once we're in a more normal trade situation, we'll have China Plus. And that's an exciting proposition moving forward.
Yeah, no kidding. And what are you hearing from growers? Are they happy with the phase one of the possible deal?
Well, I think we're still looking forward to some solid details out of what a phase one will look like. Negotiations are fluid. I think, if you're sitting across from the negotiating table, what the outcome might be maybe changes two or three times a day, let alone over a long negotiation that the period like the Chinese and the U.S. have had. So, I think we're looking forward to seeing what that deal might actually finally ink out as, and then we can decide if we're happy. But at the end, forward progress of any sort is a good thing. That means that that both countries have sat down and said, we're looking forward to ending the situation that we have now, and that's positive for everybody.
Eric will be back with more.